Želim da vas pozdravim sve u ime Gospoda našeg Isusa Hrista.
So I'd like to greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Dobrodošli u dom Gospodnje danas.
Welcome to the house of the Lord today.
Ovo je doba godine kada se mnogi hrišćani opominju stradanja našeg Gospoda Isusa Hrista, njegove smrti i njegovog vaskrsenja.
So this is the time of year when many Christians celebrate the suffering of our Lord and his resurrection.
Mi smo pozvani da upoznamo istine vezane za našeg Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
So we are called to learn the truth about our Lord Jesus Christ.
I svaka ta istina koju verujemo mora da ima neku praktičnu primjenu u našem životu.
So every truth that we learn must have a practical application in our own life.
Ja sam stavio kao naslov današnje propovedi vera u vaskrsenje.
I decided to title today's message Faith in the Resurrection.
Ako bi ja vas sada pitao, da li verujete da je Gospod vaskrsao iz mrtvih? Verujem da bi svi podigli ruku jer ja verujem da je Gospod vaskrsao iz mrtvih.
If I asked you, do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? I believe all of you would raise your hand and say amen.
Ali ta istina ima malo dublju primjenu u našem životu i utiče na naš svakodnevni život ako je razumemo ispravno.
So, but the truth of Christ's resurrection from the dead has a much deeper meaning and application in our life, and it will really change our life if we really believe it.
Recimo, kada je Juda otpao, pa su apostoli trebali da izaberu novog apostola koji će da zameni njegovo mesto.
Judas fell away, and the apostles had to choose a new person to fill his place as an apostle.
Mi čitamo u Djelima apostolskim u prvom poglavlju.
We read in Acts chapter 1,
stihove 21 i 22.
Verse 21 and 22.
Treba dakle s nama zajedno da bude svedok njegovog vaskrsenja jedan od ovih ljudi koji su bili s nama za sve vreme od kako je Gospod Isus došao k nama i otišao od nas. Počevši od Jovanovog krštenja pa do dana kada bi vaznet od nas.
Therefore it was necessary that of the men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
Kaže, treba da bude svedok njegovog vaskrsenja.
So he says that we need a witness of his resurrection.
Ja verujem da Bog želi da mi danas budemo svedoci njegovog vaskrsenja.
I believe that God wants us to be witnesses of his resurrection.
Apostoli su očima tela vidjeli vaskrsenje, odnosno vaskrslog Hrista.
The apostles saw Christ risen with their physical eyes.
Međutim, kao što naše telo ima oči, ima uši.
But in the same way that our body has eyes, we also have ears.
Biblija kaže da isto naše srce ima oči i naše srce ima uši.
There is written in the Bible that we have eyes in our hearts and ears of our hearts.
I vjerujem da Bog želi da mi očima našega srca i ušima našeg srca vidimo i budemo svedoci Hristovog vaskrsenja.
So I believe that God wants us to become witnesses of Christ's resurrection with the ears and eyes of our hearts.
Ako bi vas neko pitao koja je najvažnija istina koju svaki hrišćanin treba da razume.
So if someone was to ask us what is the most important truth that a Christian must understand.
Većina od nas bi rekla Isus je umro za moje grehe, tako?
The majority of us would probably say that the Lord died for my sins.
I to je tačno.
And that's true.
Međutim, ako pogledamo u Rimljanima poslanici u 10. poglavlju, stihove 9 i 10, vrlo poznati stihovi.
But when we look in the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, 9 and 10, verse 9 and 10.
Ako dakle svojim ustima ispovedaš da je Isus Gospod i poveruješ u svom srcu da ga je Bog vaskrsao iz mrtvih, bit ćeš spašen. Jer srcem se veruje za pravednost, a ustima se ispoveda za spasenje.
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes resulting in righteousness and with the mouth he confesses resulting in salvation.
Mi znamo da postoji razlika između verovati svojom glavom.
So we understand there's a difference between believing with your head
i verovati u svom srcu
and believing in your heart.
Imati potpunu sigurnost. Isus je vaskrsao iz mrtvih.
to have the complete confidence that Jesus did rise from the dead.
Ko je bio prvi čovjek u Bibliji koji je razumeo vaskrsenje iz mrtvih?
Who was the first man in the Bible who understood the resurrection of the dead? Who do you think it was?
Ne možemo biti dogmatični, ali čini se da je Avram to vrlo dobro razumeo.
So he thinks, yes, it's very good to understand that it was Abraham.
Kaže reč Božja u Evanđelju po Jovanu u 8. poglavlju, stih 56.
So in the 8th chapter of John, verse 56.
Znači, govorimo o toj veri koju vidimo očima našeg srca.
It talks here about the faith that we have or that we see with the eyes of our hearts.
Kaže, Avram, otac vaš, radovao se da vidi moj dan i video je i obradovao se.
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and he saw it and was glad.
Kada je to Avram vidio da će Gospod Isus umreti i vaskrsnuti?
So when did Abraham see that the Lord Jesus would die and be raised again?
Drugi odlomak u Novom Zavetu koji malo baca svetlo na život Avramov se nalazi u Jevrejima poslanici u 11. poglavlju.
So another part of the New Testament where we get a little more light on Abraham's life is in the epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 11.
Stihovi 17 do 19.
So verses 17 to 19.
Kaže, verom je Avram prineo Isaka kada je bio kušan, jedinca je prinosio on koji je primio obećanja. Kome je rečeno, po Isaku nazvaće ti se potomstvo. Pomislio je da je Bog kadar i iz mrtvih vaskrsnuti, zato ga je i dobio kao sliku.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
Stavite se u sliku u poziciju Avramovu.
So, put yourself in Abraham's place.
Bog ti dođe u snu i kaže ti, uzmi tvoga sina jedinca i prinesi ga na žrtvu.
God comes to you in a dream and says, take your only firstborn, your only son, and offer him as a sacrifice.
Avram imao hiljade i hiljade ovaca.
Abraham had thousands and thousands of sheep.
Da je Bog tražio da prinese sve te žrtve, sve te ovce na žrtvu, to bi za njega bilo mnogo lakše da uradi.
If God had asked him to sacrifice all the sheep that he had, that would have been a lot easier.
Ali Bog je teo da Avram stavi Boga kao izvora svega, izvora svih blagoslova na prvo mesto u njegovom životu.
But God wanted Abraham to put him in the first place, as the source of his blessing and everything else good that he has in life.
I Avram je razumeo da treba da plati cenu za tako nešto.
And Abraham understood that he had to pay a price for that.
I onda je Avram imao 3 dana hoda da stigne na tu na brdo gdje će prineti svoga sina.
So Abraham had 3 days while they traveled to this hill, this mountain that God told him to go.
Bog te nikad ne stavlja u situaciju da sad brzo donesi odluku.
God doesn't ever put you in a situation where you have to make a quick decision.
Gospod rekao, idi kući, razmišlja, izračunaj cenu i onda spremam platiti cenu.
God said, go home, think about, count the cost, and then go on your way.
Jer on sad, Avram dolazi ovdje i on sad razume. Sva Božja obećanja treba da se ispune u Isaku.
So Abraham, as he's thinking, is thinking that all of the promises of God to me are supposed to be fulfilled for me in Isaac.
A Bog traži da ga sad ubijem ovdje.
And so God's seeking that I kill him now.
Da li ste primetili da u Bibliji puno puta ima mnoge stvari koje nama deluju kontradiktorno?
Have you noticed that in the Bible there are many things that seem contradictory to us?
Jer Bog se suproti ponositima, a poniznima daje otkrivenje na velike istine Biblije.
That's because God opposes the proud, but gives his revelation of great truths to the humble.
Sad ovo je samo moje mišljenje. Ja verujem da je Avram tu očima srca video nešto u tom momentu.
So my opinion on this is that Abraham, with the eyes of his heart, saw and understood what God was doing here.
Ja mislim da on očima srca razumeo. Jedini način da se ovo desi jeste čak i ako umre čak i ako umre Isak, Bog će ga vaskrsiti iz mrtvih.
I think he understood when he thought about it that the only way for this to really happen is that even if Isaac must die, God will raise him from the dead.
Abraham je imao veru u vaskrsenje.
Abraham had belief or faith in the resurrection.
Da li ti veruješ u vaskrsenje?
Do you believe in the resurrection?
Da li veruješ da Isus vaskrsao iz mrtvih?
Do you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead?
Da li to ima neku praktičnu primjenu u tvom životu?
Does that have any practical application in your life?
Da li je to još uvijek samo u glavi ili ti vjeruješ očima svoga srca vidiš vaskrsnog Krista?
Is that just in your head or do you really believe with the eyes of your heart in the resurrection of Christ?
Prije nego što krenemo u praktične primjene ove istine,
so before we start practically applying this great truth,
želimo sad da razmišljamo o tome kako je naš Gospod Isus Hristos podao brdo Golgote i dao svoj život za nas.
I want us to think for a bit how Jesus walked the path to Golgotha and gave his life for us.
I želimo da vidimo tri aspekta Božje ljubavi koja je manifestovana u tome što je Isus bio razapet na krstu za mene i tebe.
So we want to look at three aspects of God's love that are shown, manifested to us in the death of Christ. In the sacrifice of himself.
Prvi aspekt ljubavi vidimo u Rimljanima poslanici u 5. poglavlju 8. stih.
So the first aspect of God's love we see in Romans 5 verse 8.
I ja sam ga nazvao ovdje ljubav Božja čini prvi korak.
I have called this point the love of God took the first step.
Rimljanima 5:8 kaže ovako, ali Bog pokazuje svoju ljubav prema nama. Time što je Hristos umro za nas, dok smo još bili grešnici.
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Ako razmišljamo o praktičnoj primjeni ovog koraka Božje ljubavi.
So if we think about the practical application of this step of God's love.
Znači kada je Sveti Bog imao problem sa grešnim čovjekom, Bog nije čekao da čovjek počne da traži Boga, nego je Bog učinio prvi korak.
So, God looking down on sinful man, lost in sin, did not wait for man to take the first step towards him, but he came and made the first step towards us.
Da li to znači da mi kao hrišćani, kada živimo u ovom svijetu puno mržnje i zla?
So does that mean when we live in this world of hatred and sin?
Mi treba da načinimo prvi korak prema našim neprijateljima, prema onima koji nas progone, prema onima koji nam se rugaju.
So what does that mean? It means that we should take the first step towards those who persecute us, who make fun of us, who hate us.
Ali kaže, Bog je pokazao svoju ljubav. Da li možemo mi da pokažemo ljubav prema onima koji su naši neprijatelji, koji nam čine zlo, koji nas progone, koji nam se ismijevaju?
It says here that God demonstrates his own love. Can we demonstrate his love towards those who do evil towards us and persecute us?
Ja vjerujem da to vidimo na krstu, da je Gospod Isus pokazao ljubav prema svojim neprijateljima.
I think we will see that clearly on the cross, Jesus showing his love for his enemies.
Drugi aspekt ljubavi Hristove koje vidimo na krstu se nalazi u prvoj poslanici Korinćanima 13. poglavlje.
So the second aspect of God's love seen on the cross is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ja sam ga nazvao ljubav vjeruje da je promjena moguća.
I call this part love believes that change is possible.
Kaže ovdje ovako, pročitat ću samo odlomak od 4 do 8.
So I'll read verses 4 through 8 of 1 Corinthians 13.
I zamislite da kažemo da ovo je ta ljubav Hristova koja ga nosila na krst. Ljubav dugo trpi. Ljubav je dobra. Ona ne zavidi. Ljubav se ne hvali. Ne nadima se. Ne ponaša se nepristojno. Ne traži svoje. Ne ljuti se. Ne uračunava zlo ili ne pamti zlo koje je naneto. Ne raduje se nepravdi, ali se raduje sa istinom. Ona sve snosi, sve veruje, sve mu se nada, sve trpi. Ljubav nikada ne prestaje.
Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Kada imamo veru u vaskrsnog Krista i kada vidimo njegovu ljubav.
When we have faith in the risen Christ and we have his love.
Onda ta ljubav Božja kroz nas veruje da je promjena moguća u onim ljudima za koje se molimo, možda i ne vidimo nikakvu promjenu već duže vrijeme.
So, when we have that kind of love in our heart and we look at people around us and we believe that it is possible for God's love to change those people to, for whom maybe we've prayed a long time and we don't see any change.
Ljubav Božja neće kazati, znao sam da je on takav, ništa me ne čudi što se tako ponašao.
God's love will never say, I knew he was like that, I'm not surprised, he's never going to change.
Nego pravo ljubav gleda, ja sam bio nekada tako kao on.
So real love says, at one time I was just like him.
I Bog ga je promijenio.
And God changed me.
I Bog može da promijeni njega.
And God can change him.
Ljubav Kristova kroz nas se nada, sve veruje, sve mu se nada, sve trpi.
Love of Christ in us and through us bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
I treći aspekt ljubavi Božje, ljubav nikada ne prestaje.
The third aspect of God's love is love never fails.
Znači mi odlučimo sa Hristom da ostanemo na strani dobra i strani ljubavi iako ne vidimo nikakvu promjenu u našim neprijateljima.
And so by the love of Christ we've decided to stay on the side of love and continue to love our enemies even if we don't see any change.
To je ta ljubav Božja koja se manifestovala na krstu kod Isusa Krista.
That is the love of God that was manifested on the cross in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ali kakve ovo veze ima sa mojom verom u vaskrsenje, možda se neko od vas pita.
Maybe somebody among you asks, well, what does this have to do with my faith in the resurrection?
Hajde da pogledamo primjer našeg Gospoda Isusa Krista iz njegovog života.
So let's look at example of the Lord Jesus from his life.
U Bibliji imamo mnoge naslove za Isusa, da je on naš pastir, da je on naš vođa, da je on naš učitelj.
So in the Bible we have quite a few different titles for the Lord Jesus. He's our shepherd, he's our guide, our leader,
on
our
Gospod,
teacher, our Lord.
Ali ima jedan interesantan naziv koji se nalazi u Jevrejima poslanici, mislim da je u 5. poglavlju, gdje kaže da je on naš prethodnik.
So in the epistle of the Hebrews we have an interesting title. I think it's in chapter 5 where it says that he's our forerunner.
Znači da je on prošao tim putem pre nas, prokrčio je put i mi sada treba da idemo tim istim putem koji on.
He went this way ahead of us, the way that he's calling us to go. He went there ahead of us.
I sada da vidimo kako je to Isus živeo svoj život, čitamo u Evanđelju po Jovanu u 10. poglavlju.
We also see how he lived his life in the Gospel of John in chapter 10.
Stih 17 kaže ovako: Otac me ljubi, kaže Isus. Otac me ljubi zato što ja polažem svoj život da ga opet uzmem. Nikoga ne uzima od mene, nego ga ja sam od sebe polažem. Imam moć da ga položim i mogu da ga opet uzmem. Ovaj nalog sam primio od svoga oca.
So in verse 17 and 18 we read these words: For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father.
Ja mislim imamo mnoge stvari, možda materijalne koje imamo ili neke stvari za koje se vezujemo u životu, čak i možda rođaci, neki žena, deca.
There's a lot of things that we have in life that have probably wrap their tentacles around us in relation to our family life and many other things.
Ali ono što je nama najdraže i najbliže,
but the thing that's the most precious to us,
to je naša samoživost ili naša volja.
Self-life. Would be our own self-will and our own self-confidence.
Self-life.
Isus
kaže, ja polažem svoj život.
Jesus says here, I lay down my life.
To se odnosi na krst.
That's talking about the cross.
Ali na svakodnevni život njegov pre krsta.
But it also happened every day in his everyday life before the cross.
Vidimo da je Bog tražio od Avrama da prinese ono što mu je bilo najdraže i najmilije. Njegovog sina.
We see that God asked Abraham to sacrifice the thing to him that was the most precious and to lay it down as a sacrifice.
I to dodaje na težini ako znamo da je Avram dugo, dugo, dugo godina bio u braku dok nije dobio tog sina.
This takes on an added weight when we really think about and remember that he was many, many years marriage to very old with no children.
I sad je ovaj sin već odrastao.
And now the one son is grown up.
I sada Bog kaže, prinesi ga na žrtvu.
And God says, offer him as a sacrifice.
I ovdje vidimo Gospod Isus kaže, ja polažem svoj život.
See here, the Lord Jesus says, I lay down my own life.
A Isus je naš prethodnik, on je naš vođa, on nam pokazuje put.
So we know that Jesus is our forerunner. He went ahead of us and he shows us the way.
I on kaže u Luci 9:23.
So in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23.
Tu vidimo da nije samo Isus onaj jedini koji ide na krst i koji strada, nego da smo pozvani i mi da ga slijedimo, da idemo tim istim putem.
So we see here that it's not just the Lord Jesus that's going to go to the cross and to suffer, but we are called to go the same road after him.
Kaže, i svima je govorio. Ako neko hoće da ide sa mnom, neka se odrekne samoga sebe i uzima svoj krst svaki dan, pa neka ide za mnom.
So we read here, he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Tamo smo pročitali da Isus je predao sve u ruke Božije, verujući da će ga Otac vaspitati.
So we see here that the Lord Jesus surrendered everything that he had to the Father, knowing that the Father would raise him again.
Da li mi očima srca verujemo i vidimo da ako mi umremo svojim volje, svoje volje, svojim planovima, svojim ambicijama, da će Bog nas vaspitati na život sa Kristom?
So do we believe that if we die to ourselves and our plans and our ambitions, that the Lord will take care of all that?
To će se vidjeti možda kad nas neko gnjevi. Da li ćemo da odgovorimo gnjevom ili ćemo da umremo toj želji da kažemo ono što neće.
This will see, be seen in our life, for instance, when somebody makes us angry. Are we going to allow anger to take over and respond angrily back?
Or will we die to it?
Or will we die to it?
Ili ćemo, kad nas neko uvredi, neko nešto uradi, kaže što nas se nama ne sviđa.
Or when somebody insults us, says something that we don't like.
Da li ćemo da oprostimo? Ljubav sve snosi, sve trpi, sve veruje.
Will we forgive? Like it says, endures all things, believes all things, hopes all things.
Tu se vidi da li mi očima vere verujemo u vaskrsenje smrtnih.
Here is seen in reality in our life. Do we really believe in the resurrection with the eyes of our heart, the eyes of faith?
Gospod Isus je imao, je očima srca vidio mnoge stvari koje mi danas ne vidimo možda.
The Lord Jesus with his eyes of his heart saw a lot of things that we don't see today yet.
Sjećate se onog događaja kada je bio na krstu razapinjen od strane vojnika?
Remember when he was hanging on the cross, having been nailed there by the soldiers.
I on je očima srca vidio strašan gnjev Boži koji će biti na svim ovim vojnicima koji su tako zla učinili, koji su bičevali i šibali Gospoda Isusa Krista i razapeli.
So with the eyes of his heart, he saw this terrible wrath of God that was ready to fall on those soldiers who had whipped him and tormented him so.
I ljubav u njegovom srcu nije mogla da podnese to.
And the love in his heart wasn't able to endure that.
Bože, oče, oprosti im. Ne znaju šta čine.
So he asked God, please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Tako da kada mi odlučimo da idemo putem krsta.
So when we decide to go the way of the cross.
Mi znamo da je Bog savršeno pravedan.
We know that God is perfectly righteous and just.
I da ni jedan greh učinjen prema meni ili tebi neće proći nekažnjeno.
So no sin done to you or me is ever gonna get by unpunished.
Pitanje je da li ja preuzimam u svoje ruke da se osvetim ili predajem mjesto gnjevu Božjem.
The question is, do I take justice into my own hands and revenge in my own hands, or do I give it over to God and wait for his time?
Čitamo ovdje u Rimljanima poslanici u 12. poglavlju.
We read here in Romans chapter 12.
Stih 18 kaže, ako je moguće, koliko do vas stoji živite u miru sa svim ljudima, ne svetite se za sebe, dragi moji, nego dajte mjesto gnjevu Božjemu. Jer je napisano, moja je osveta, ja ću uzvratiti, govori Gospod.
You read in verse 18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
Ovi stihovi nam govore da Bog želi da mi živimo vero, po veri u ovom svijetu.
So this verse tells us that God wants us to live by faith in this world.
Da li možeš očima srca da vidiš da je Bog savršeno pravedan?
Can you see with the eyes of your heart that God is perfectly just?
I da njegova savršena ljubav
and that his perfect love
sadrži u sebi gnjev.
Also contains within it wrath.
Bog ne mrzi nikoga.
God doesn't hate anybody.
Ali Bog se gnjevi na svaki greh.
But God is wrathful at every sin.
I njegovo strpljenje daje ljudima vreme da se pokaju od greha.
And his patience gives us time to repent from our sin.
Ljudima je određeno da jednom umru i tek nakon toga dolazi sud.
As it's written, it's appointed for man once to die and after that the judgment.
Ako ja i ti verujemo u vaskrsenje.
But if you and I believe in the resurrection.
Mi ćemo živjeti po toj veri.
We'll live by that faith.
Ako je ta ljubav Božja se izbila u naše srce, kako kaže Rimljanima poslanica 5. poglavlje.
So if the love of God has been poured out in our hearts like is written in Romans chapter 5.
Kaže 5. stih, jer se ljubav Božja već izlila u naša srca Duhom Svetim koji nam je dat.
It says in verse 5, Romans 5, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
Taj kvalitet ljubavi o kome smo čitali u životu Isusa Hrista na krstu.
That quality of love that we read about in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
I ako mi očima srca vidimo vaskrsenje i verujemo da će nas Bog vaskrsiti.
And if we, with the eyes of faith, the eyes of our hearts, believe in that love and the resurrection.
Mi ćemo prepustiti Bogu i Božjem gnjevu da se svijeti našim neprijateljima.
We will leave revenge on our enemies with God.
Mi ne želimo nikome Božji gnjev.
We do not wish God's wrath on anyone.
Ne želimo da budemo tamo kad Bog bude izlivao svoj gnjev na one koji se nisu pokajali.
We don't want to be there when God pours out his wrath on those who haven't repented.
Neki od vas imali priliku da budete svedoci ljudskog gnjeva kada je neko besan i kad se razgnjevi.
You've all probably had opportunity to see somebody when some person gets very angry and wrathful towards somebody else.
Ali najgnjevljiviji čovjek koji ikada živio na ovoj zemlji i koji je iskalio svoj gnjev nekako.
But the most wrathful man that's ever lived on this earth and has shown his wrath in some way.
To nije ni milioniti deo od Božjeg pravednog gnjeva koji će se izliti na glavu svih onih koji ostanu u greku i koji se ne pokaju za svoje greke.
But that wrath that you might have seen is not a millionth of the wrath of God, the perfect holy wrath that's going to come down on those who have not repented.
I koji se odupiru Božjoj ljubavi, koji upiru svoje pete i kažu neću da prihvatim taj oproštaj koji mi nudiš u Kristu Isusu.
And those people who dig in their heels and say, no, I will not receive the love, I will not receive the forgiveness that you offer me in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I kad ti Bog da da vidiš to očima srca.
When God allows you to see that with the eyes of faith, the eyes of your heart.
Ja mislim da nećeš moći da se ljutiš na tog čovjeka koji je u greku.
You won't be able to become angry at that man who's in sin.
Da koristim ilustraciju.
Let's use an illustration.
Zamisli čovjeka koji je na smrtnoj postavi.
Imagine a man who's laying on his deathbed.
Koji ima najgori oblik raka možda.
He has the worst form of cancer.
Ostalo mu je samo par dana i umire tamo.
And he's only got a couple days left, he's dying.
Da li bi se ti ljutio njega? Što imaš taj rak? Što si bolestan tako?
Would you be angry at him and say, why do you have cancer? Why are you dying?
Ili bi osjećao saosećanje. Žao mi je ovog čovjeka, umire od raka.
Or do you feel a sense of compassion and feeling that I'm sorry that you're dying in the terms of the situation?
Ja verujem da Gospod Isus tako gleda na ljude.
I think, I believe that's the way God looks at people.
Kada on vidi greh u njihovom životu.
When God and Jesus sees sin in the lives of men.
On vidi, ovaj čovjek je bolestan od tog greha.
He sees this man is sick with this sin.
Ponos mu je zaslijepio oči.
Pride has blinded his eyes.
Seksualna požuda mu je zaslijepila oči.
Sexual lust has blinded his eyes.
Gnjev mu je zaslijepio oči.
Wrath and anger has blinded him.
On ne vidi slavu života Hristova.
He doesn't see the glory of the life of Christ.
To je jedan razlog zašto mi ne treba da se gnjevimo za naše neprijatelje.
So that's why we shouldn't be angry at our enemies.
Drugi razlog.
Second reason.
Se nalazi u Rimljanima 8:28.
It's located in the we read about in Romans 8:28.
Mi kod nas kući smo ugradili filter za vodu.
In our house we built or we installed a filter water filter.
doktor rekao da ja imam nekog peska u bubrezima i da bi bilo dobro da pijem čistu vodu.
So the doctor told me that I'm developing kidney stones and so it'd be good if I drank pure water.
So mi smo saznali za jednu kompaniju koja ugrađuje specijalne filtere.
So we found out about a company that installs a special kind of filter.
I kaže kako god vodu da vam pošalje vodovod.
And they said no matter what kind of water the water company sends to you.
Neki ima peska u toj vodi, neki ima bakterije u toj vodi.
It can have bacteria, it can have sand, it doesn't matter.
Mi imamo takve specijalne filtere ovde.
We have such good filters here.
Ima jedan, pa drugi, pa treći, pa četvrti.
We have first, second, and third filter.
Kakva god prljava voda da dođe.
No matter what kind of dirty water comes.
Ti kad staviš svoju čašu na drugu stranu, savršeno čista voda će daći.
You put your cup on the other side of the filter to get a cup of water. Perfectly pure water will fill your cup.
Da li znaš da Bog isto ima jedan specijalan filter za svoju decu?
Did you know that God also has a special filter like that for his children?
Pazi ovaj stih.
Look at this verse.
Primjenimo 8:28.
Romans 8:28.
Ali znamo da Bog sve izvodi na dobro onima koji ga ljube, koji su pozvani po njegovoj nameri.
We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Da li možeš očima srca da vidiš da ti kad si postao Božje dete?
Can you see with the eyes of your heart that when you became the child of God,
da je Bog preuzeo lično brigu za tvoj život.
That God personally took on himself caring for your life.
I da ne može jedna dlaka sa glave da spadne tvoje bez njegove volje.
And not one hair can fall from your head without his apart from his will.
I da Bog filtrira sva zla koja se dešavaju i koja dolaze u tvoj život.
And God filters all of the evil that might come to your life.
I na kraju to sve izlazi za tvoje dobro.
And at the end it all comes out perfectly for your good.
Ako bi imali tu veru,
if we have this faith,
u ovaj stih,
like this, I believe this verse,
onda šta god nam neko učinio,
then it doesn't matter what anybody might do to us,
možda ste nekad imali priliku da vam neko učinio zlo, pa posle dođe i zamoli za oproštaj. Ne znam da ste imali taj događaj, da vam neko prišao i zamolio za oproštaj posle.
Maybe you've had an experience where somebody did something wrong to you and then later came and asked for forgiveness.
Kaže, oprosti mi, nemoj da se ljutiš na mene, uradio sam ovu ili onu lošu stvar i pokajao sam se.
And maybe he came and said, please forgive me for that, I did this and that bad thing, but I repent, I'm sorry for it.
Ako si ti živeo sa verom na vaskrsenje pre toga.
Before that, if you had been living by faith in the resurrection,
ti bi rekao, ja nisam imao razloga da se ljutim na tebe.
You can say, no, I never got angry with you, brother.
Vodovod je poslao prljavu vodu u moju kuću.
The water company sent dirty water to my house.
Ja sam bio baš žedan u tom momentu.
I was really thirsty in that moment.
Ali kad sam podmetao čašu, savršeno čiste vode izašlo.
But when I took the water in my cup, perfectly clean.
Šta god ti probao da uradiš meni?
Whatever you might have tried to do to me.
Bog je to iskoristio za moje dobro.
God used it for my good.
Ja nemam razloga da se ljutim na tebe.
So I don't have a reason to become angry with you.
Možemo da vidimo da je ta vera u vaskrsenje Hristovo jako praktična stvar.
So in this we see that our faith in the resurrection of Christ is a very practical thing.
Ona nam pomaže da prepoznamo nevolje, iskušenja, probleme kroz koje prolazimo.
It helps us to recognize when in all the troubles and temptations and trials that we experience.
Da Bog ima smisla u svemu tome.
That God has a purpose for all that.
Bog to sve dozvoljava s određenim razlogom.
God allows it all for a certain reason.
Da bi mene i tebe očistio.
That he would clean and purify you and I.
Od gneva.
From wrath.
Od želje za osvetom.
For the desire for revenge.
Od seksualne požude.
From sexual lusts.
Od samoživosti.
For self-confidence and self-trust.
I za to nije dovoljno samo, za to nije dovoljno samo krv Isusa Hrista.
So, to get rid of all those things, we need something more than just the blood of Christ.
Krv Hristova nas čisti svakoga greha. Slava Bogu za to.
The blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Praise the Lord for that.
Ali bez da mi idemo putem krsta,
but without us going the way of the cross,
mi ne možemo ući u taj vaskrsni život Hristova.
We can't enter into that resurrection life of Christ.
Mi ne možemo ući u život pobjede nad grehom.
We can't enter into a life of victory over sin.
Gospod Isus je znao da spasenje za mene i tebe ne može doći drugačije nego ako on ode na krst.
The Lord Jesus knew that salvation can't come to us any other way than for me, the old me, to go to the cross.
I zato je on rekao, ja polažem svoj život
That's why he said, I lay down my life so that I can take it up again.
Da li si spreman da položiš svoj život, svoju samovolju, svoju samoživost?
Are you ready to lay down your life, your own will, your own self-confidence?
Sa verom da ćeš ući u vaskrsli život Isusa Hrista.
By faith that you will be able to enter into the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pavle je to vrlo dobro razumeo, apostol Pavle je to vrlo dobro razumeo.
The apostle Paul understood that very well.
I vi čuli smo u uvodnoj reči.
We heard it in the introductory word.
Ili u poslanici Jakovljove kaže svaku radost, braćo, imajte kada upadate u različite iskušenja.
We read in the epistle of James, consider it all joy, my brother, when you fall into various trials.
Znajući da kušanje vaše vere vas izgrađuje.
Knowing that the trying of your faith builds you up.
Tako da pitanje za mene i tebe je da li mi verujemo u vaskrsenje.
So the question is, do we really believe in the resurrection?
I da li verujemo da je krst gospodnji alat koji Bog koristi da nas slomi od naše samovolje i da nas uvede u život pobjede nad grehom, u život izobilja?
Do we believe that the cross of Christ is the tool that God uses to free us from the life of self-reliance and take us to the victory of in Christ and this resurrection life?
U Rimljanima poslanici u šestom poglavlju
in Romans 6
postoji jedna važna istina.
There's a very important truth.
Koju Bog želi da mi vidimo očima našeg srca.
Which God wants us to see with the eyes of our heart.
A to je da kada je Isus bio razapet na krstu,
that is that when Christ was crucified on the cross,
stih 6, naš stari čovjek je bio razapet sa njim.
Says in verse 6, our old self was crucified with him.
Da bi se grešno telo obesnažilo.
In order that our body of sin might be done away with.
Da više ne robujemo grehu.
So that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
Ako smo pak umrli sa Hristom.
So, now if we have died with Christ,
verujemo da ćemo i živjeti s njim.
We believe that we shall also live with him.
Znajući da Hristos vaskrsnut iz mrtvih, više ne umire.
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again.
Smrt ne gospodari više nad njim.
Death no longer is master over him.
I da mi kada smo vaskrsli sa Hristom, ćemo ući u taj život pobjede nad grehom.
So when we're raised to life, new life with Christ, we will enter into that life of victory over sin.
Apostol Pavle je to iskusio.
Paul experienced this.
I on piše u njegovoj poslanici Galatima.
He writes about it in the epistle to the Galatians.
2:20, poznati stih. Svi znamo ove stihove.
Galatians 2:20. We all know this verse.
Tako ne živim više ja, nego Hristos živi u meni.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
A što sad živim u telu, živim verom u Sina Božjega.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
Koji me je voleo i predao sebe za mene.
Who loved me and gave himself up for me.
I to je predao sebe za mene dok sam ja još bio njegov neprijatelj.
And he gave himself up for me while I was still his enemy.
Da li ja mogu po toj veri isto? Da sad tu istu ljubav koju je Hristos pokazao meni, pokažem prema onima koji su moji neprijatelji.
Can I, by faith, show that same love to my enemies that Christ showed to me?
Ja koristim taj izraz neprijatelji.
I use that term enemy.
Ali neki put se to dešava da se to dešava između muža i žene. Koji ne bi trebali da budu neprijatelji.
Sometimes these things may happen in, for example, between a husband and wife who really aren't, shouldn't be enemies.
Ili između deca i roditelja.
Or between children and their parents.
Ili između kolega na poslu.
Or between co-workers in a job.
Da li možeš da umreš toj želji da baš odgovorim kako ja trebam na poslu?
Can you die to that desire to really answer according to the way I think he deserves to be answered?
Možeš da živiš po veri, očima srca, da vidiš neke stvari.
Can you live by faith?
Da očima srca vidiš neke stvari.
heart see resurrection.
Da imaš tu ljubav koja veruje, svemu se nada, sve trpi.
To have that love that believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Koja ne traži svoje, koja se ne ljuti.
Which does not seek its own, does not become angry.
Koja se ne ponaša nepristojno.
Which doesn't act unbecomingly.
Koja se ne hvali, koja se ne nadima.
Which doesn't boast or envy.
I koja nikada ne prestaje.
Which never fails.
Koja zna da je dosta svakome danu zla svojega.
Which knows that every day has plenty of evil of its own.
I da je Bog taj koji kontroliše količinu zla koji će dozvoliti u moj i tvoj život svaki dan.
And that is God who controls the amount of evil that will be allowed to come into my life any and every day.
Ali njegov cilj je da ja i ti uđemo u život mira u srcu, radosti, šta smo predali Gospodu i verujemo.
His goal is that I enter into the life peace and joy and committed to him, surrendered to him.
Završit ćemo sa stihovima iz Otkrivenja, prvo poglavlje.
So we're going to finish with some verses from the first chapter of Revelation.
Puno puta mi imamo strah možda da idemo tim putem. Putem krsta, putem odricanja.
Often when we consider it, we may be afraid to start on that road of self-sacrifice, the road of the cross.
Naravno, Bog želi da nas oslobodi od svake vrste straha.
Of course, the Lord wants to free us from any kind of fear.
Ali apostoli su bili iskreni. Ako su imali strah, oni su to priznali, neke strahove kad su imali.
The apostles were honest, though. If they had some fear, they admitted it.
Recimo, Jovan imao viziju i uplašio se u prvom poglavlju Otkrivenja.
The apostle John had a vision and he became afraid in the first chapter of
Stik 17 kaže, kad ga videh, kad je vidio slavu Hristovu,
since when I saw him, saw the glory of Christ,
padoh pred njegove noge kao mrtav,
I fell at his feet like a dead man.
Ali on je stavio svoju desnicu na mene.
But he placed his right hand on
me. I rekao, ne boj se.
Said, do not be afraid.
Znači, Isus je vidio strah u srcu. Jovanu rekao, ne boj se.
The Lord Jesus saw the fear in Jovan's, in John's heart.
Ja sam prvi, posljednji i živi.
He said, I am the first and the last and the living one.
I bio sam mrtav i vidi, živ sam u sve vekove.
And I was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore.
I imam ključeve od smrti i od pakla.
And I have the keys of death and of Hades.
Sjetimo se onoga što smo pročitali. Isus je položio svoj život, dao je svoj život, umro je.
Remember what we read. The Lord Jesus laid down his life, he gave it and he died.
Ali kaže, sada sam živ za uvek.
Now he says, I am alive forevermore.
I on je od đavola preuzeo te ključeve od smrti.
And he took away the keys of life and death from the devil.
Te ključeve koje Adam kada je pao u greh dao đavolu.
The keys that when Adam fell into sin, he handed over to the devil.
Isus kaže, od sada ja držim ključ od fizičke smrti, bilo kog od vas ovdje.
Lord Jesus says, from now on I hold the key to death, physical death of anybody.
I ta vrata niko ne može da otvori, samo ja, da ti moraš da prođeš do smrti i da uđeš u večnost.
Nobody else other than me can open that door and let you go through into eternity.
I kada očima srca vidimo slavu Hristovu i njegov autoritet, njegovu silu i da on drži ključeve od smrti,
when we with the eyes of faith see this truth that Jesus holds the key and he's the one who decides who goes through.
Ja verujem da Bog želi da nas potpuno oslobodi od straha od smrti.
I believe that God wants to completely free us from the fear of death.
Naša vera u Isusa Hrista je vera u vaskrsenje.
Our faith in Jesus Christ is faith in the resurrection.
Ja sam vaskrsenje i život.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Ko veruje u mene, ako i umre, živeće.
And whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live.
I kada pobedimo strah od smrti,
when we have victory over the fear of death.
To je slično kao kada je David išao na Golijata.
It's the same as when David went after Goliath.
Sjećate se kako tamo bilo puno hiljade i hiljade Filisteja.
Remember there was thousands and thousands of Philistines there.
Koliko bi vremena trebalo Davidu da jednog po jednog pobije sve one Filisteje?
How long would it have taken David to kill each Philistine one at a time?
Međutim, David je krenuo na njihovog vođu, na njihovog najjačeg vojnika.
But David went and opposed and faced off with their guy, their leader, their strongest soldier.
I kaže reč Božja da kada je on pobedio, kada je ubio Golijata.
It says in the word of God that when he defeated and killed Goliath,
da su svi Filisteji se razbežali.
All the Philistines fled away.
Možda imaš neke strahove u svom životu.
Maybe you have some fears in your life.
Znači neki zao čovjek da ti uradi nešto jako loše.
Maybe somebody did something
terrible to you. Da će neki zao čovjek da ti uradi nešto.
Maybe some you're afraid that somebody will do something terrible to you.
Ili možda neka teška bolest da će te snaći.
Or that you might fall desperately ill with some terrible sickness.
Ili neki da ćeš imati veliki financijski problem.
Or that you might have some terrible financial crisis.
To su sve neki strahovi i brige koje su legitimne.
So those are all the normal fears that we all have.
Ali najveći strah je strah od smrti.
But the greatest fear is the fear of death.
Strah od smrti je taj Golijat.
Fear of death is that Goliath, that giant.
I ako ti pobediš tog diva.
And if you defeat that giant.
Svi ovi ostali strahovi će da se razbežu.
All of the other fears will flee away.
Tako da je veliko pitanje za mene i tebe danas.
So it's a really big question for you and I today.
Da li ja verujem u Vaskrsenje?
Do I really believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
Da li verujem da je Isus dobrovoljno otišao na krst?
Do I believe that Jesus willingly went to that cross?
Da je on mogao to da izbegne, on nije morao da ode na krst.
That he could have avoided it, he didn't have
to. On je mogao da pozove anđele da ga izbave u momentu.
He could have called the angels to deliver him in the moment.
Ali kaže, ja sam svojevoljno položio svoj život.
But he said, I have laid down my life in my own.
Vlast imam položiti ga i vlast imam da ga uzem ponovno.
I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again.
Međutim, on nikada nije on sam uzeo nazad tvoj život, nego je otac ga je podigao.
He didn't, of course, take his life up again on his own, but the Father raised him up from the dead.
I ako mi verujemo,
and if we believe
u vaskrsenje,
in the resurrection,
onda želimo da idemo tim putem kojim je naš Gospod išao.
Then we will want to go that way that our Lord Jesus went.
Ja mislim da je naš veliki problem danas.
I think that our great problem today,
da mi ne provodimo dovoljno vremena u reči Gospodine.
That we don't spend enough time in the Word of God.
Mi ovdje među nama imamo neke jako dobre studente koji studiraju.
Here among us we have some very great students who study a lot.
I oni sad ako znaju da imaju ispit, da taj ispit dolazi.
And when they know that a test is coming, an exam.
Ja ne mislim da oni ustanu ujutru i pročitaju 5 minuta samo tu neku stranicu. Dobro, pročitao sam malo, bit će sve okej, idem sad dalje, idem druge stvari da radim.
I don't think that when they get up in the morning they just look over their notes for 5 minutes and say, oh, it'll be all right and just go to the test.
Ja sam čuo da neki studenti krenu ujutru da čitaju i ceo dan provedu štrebajući štivo koje imaju.
I hear that the students get up early in the morning and all day long they're poring over their notes and really trying to.
Ja sam čuo neki ostaju skoro celu noć budni pripremajući ispit.
I've heard many that almost all night stay awake trying to prepare for their exam.
I ako znaš bilo kojeg dobrog studenta koji ima dobre ocjene.
If you know any good student has really good grades.
Nemoj da mu veruješ ako kaže. Nemoj da mu veruješ ako kaže.
Don't believe him if he says.
Ja samo 5 minuta ujutro pogledam malo i to meni sve ostane u glavi.
I just look at it in the morning for 5 minutes and it stays all in my head.
Zamisli kada bi hrišćani počeli da čitaju Bibliju, kada bi verovali, pazi oni smatraju i veruju. Jako je važno da završi ovaj fakultet.
So, just imagine if Christians really started to read the Bible. I mean, look, we believe that it's very important to finish and complete our university degree.
Obično mi radimo ono što vjerujemo da je dobro za nas. Onaj koji vjeruje, ja ako završim ovaj fakultet i postanem stručnjak neki, to će biti jako dobro za mene.
We always do what we think is really good for us. So if we believe that if I finish this college degree, it'll be good for me, it'll help me in my life.
I isplati mi se da žrtvujem mnogo toga da bi to završio.
So then I'm ready to pay a high price to get that degree.
Zamisli kada bi mi vjerovali ono što Bog nama kaže, je isto jako važno.
Just imagine if we really believe that what God says to us is very important.
Zamisli kada bi mi u crkvi sad imali ljude koji počnu da ostaju do ponoći ujutro čitku ili par sati.
Imagine if we had people in the church
i upoređujući stih sa stihom.
Who would stay up till midnight studying the Bible and taking verses and preparing verse with verse.
I vjerujući očima srca vidjet ćete istine kao realnost, nešto što će se sigurno desiti.
That believed, that really, with the eyes of their heart, saw this as real, something that's really going to happen.
Ja mislim da bi imali jedan veliko probuđenje u crkvi.
I think there would be a great revival in that church.
Neki put samo kad bi malo više vremena posvetili reči Gospodnjoj.
If we even a little more time to set aside for the Word of God.
Ne govorimo samo da čitamo.
And I'm not talking just about just reading.
Ali da razmišljamo o tome, šta to znači?
But to think, meditate on, what does this mean?
Šta znači da ja verujem Isus
Hristos? What does it mean when I say I believe that Jesus raised from the dead?
Šta znači to da ću ja vaskrsnuti jednog dana?
What does that mean that one day I will be raised?
Šta znači ići ti putem krsta, umreti sebi, svojim željama?
What does it mean to go the way of the cross and die to myself and to my desires?
Ono što verujemo da je dobro za nas, mi to rado činimo.
Whatever we think is good for us, we happily do that.
Ja mislim da je đavo mnoge od nas prevario.
I think that the devil has really deceived us.
I neke stvari koje mi stvarno su jako važne, možda nemaju puno večne
vrednosti. The things that we think are really important probably don't have much eternal value.
I mnoge stvari koje su jako važne, mi ne trebamo dovoljno vremena.
And many things that are really, really important, we don't really give enough time.
Ja govorim to prvo sebi, i dok sam spremao ovu propovijed, Bog mi baš puno govorio u mojoj ličnoj životu.
I'm really saying this first to myself while I was preparing this sermon. The Lord was speaking to me in my own personal life.
Neki od vas ste čuli za sestru Amy Carmichael.
Some of you may have heard of Sister Amy Carmichael.
I ona je napisala jednu knjigu.
She wrote a book.
Koja se zove Ako si razumeo ljubav sa prsta.
She wrote a book that was called something like If You Have Understood the Love of the Cross.
I tu ona daje razne izjave. Ja sam jednu objavio na ovoj našoj grupi.
In there she makes different statements. I put one of them on our group.
Kako ta ljubav Hristova bi trebala da se manifestuje kroz moj i tvoj život prema onima koji su oko nas?
How should the love of Christ be manifested to the people around us in our life?
Ja stvarno želim da se to mnogo više kroz mene može vidjeti u danima koji dolaze.
I personally want in the days to come that love to be seen much more in my life.
I isto svih nas ovdje.
And for all of us too.
Mogu da kažem da sam mnogo toga ispisio od vas. Slava Bogu za sve što je Bog učinio već u vašem životu.
I can say that I've already experienced and tasted a lot of that in your lives. So praise the Lord for all the things he's done until now.
Ali Isus je ta visoka planina na koju mi svi treba da se penjemo.
The Lord Jesus is that high mountain that we're all climbing towards the top.
Kad nas je Bog izabrao, on nas je predodredio da budemo jednaki obličju sina njegovog.
When the Lord chose us, he predestined us to be in the likeness of his son.
I on želi da deluje svojim krstom u naš život da bi se ta ljubav Kristova i život Kristov manifestovao.
He wants to work in our life by the cross so that his life will be manifested in our lives.
Hristos vaskrse.
Christ is risen.
Slava Gospodu za sve.
Verujemo. Vaskrse.
Verujemo u njegovo vaskrsenje.
We believe in his resurrection.
I razmišljamo o tome koje su praktične primjene toga da je on vaskrsao.
And then we think about what is the practical application of this resurrection in our life.
Slava Gospodu za sve.
So praise the Lord for everything.
Amen.